that's from Noach Mendez, the husband of Minda, who is buried to the right, in earlier pages you have, and right next to him, as you face it to the right of Noach Mendez, is the Vilna Gaon's inscription, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, etc., and it's all printed out for you neatly, as it was done 100 years ago clearly, on the right side of this page. You now have know exactly who's buried in the Vilna Gaon's kever. Not Rav Shlomo Zalman, not Mrs. Vilna Gaon, not the mother of the Vilna Gaon, not Rav Avraham ben Agra, not the Chai Yadam, not Rav Moshe Rifkis, and then I'll give you many more names that have been suggested by article and others. These are the people buried in the Vilna Gaon's kever, and you can be sure when that group of Jews in 1951 moved the Vilna Gaon from the old cemetery and buried it here, they took each grave with the tombstone next to the grave. That's why when you're standing today there, you can see the tombstones. You have them all clearly written out in front of you now. Yes, they promised to correct it in future editions. Very good question. All these are close relatives of the Gaon. All of these people died pretty much at the same time. The Gaon's family owned the plot, and these are the people that were buried together with the Gaon. Now, when they decided to move the Vilna Gaon, we have no records of how they made the decision, what advice they got from Rabbi Yemeya Bloch, if they got any advice from Rabbi Yemeya Bloch. It's very obvious to me what happened. When they decided to move the Gaon, they couldn't make a decision who, out of the thousands of people buried here, and all the great Rabbanim, which ones they should move, in which ones they shouldn't move. They simply said, we're going to move the Gra. They told us we can take seven graves. We're going to take the people to the right of the Gra and the people to the left of the Gra, together with the Gra, seven graves. That's exactly what they did. These are the people who were buried together in the 18th century next to the Gra. Whoever was okay to be buried next to the Gra, on his right and on his left, was moved together with the Gra. That's exactly what happened.
Where's the first wife
buried? She's buried... Good question. If you come to my house, you're welcome to come. Anybody here is welcome to come. I have a map, a complete map of the old cemetery with a list of everybody and where they were buried. And I know exactly where his wife is buried, outside the OL, as the Gros' father was buried outside the OL. The Gros would marry twice. He had two wives. One wife is buried, 50 yards from where the Gros was buried. And the other wife, far away, different part of the cemetery. And Rav Avraham ben Agra is not buried anywhere near the Gra, different end of the cemetery. If you saw, we were standing today in the sports stadium, we were standing where that monument is near or approximately where the Gra in fact was buried. And Rav Avraham ben Agra is on the other side of the sports stadium, back of the sports stadium. So, okay.
Is there any other man?
This has nothing to do with the lecture I'm giving tonight. I just wanted you to have this since we visited today in the Gaon's kever.
Any other man that you know, all by his wife's name?
Oh, it's very common. Called by your wife or by your mother. Very common.
It was when it was called by the father in law who supported him.
Sorry, what? He was called by his wife's name. No one ever called him a Noach Lipschitz. He was known as Rav Noach Mendez. Absolutely, he was called after his wife in New York. What? That was a very common practice in this part of the world at that time. Absolutely. Of course, it depends who you marry. Okay, I want to talk, I warn you beforehand, for about an hour, I hope not more. Absolutely. Next to two women. Of course.
You didn't have to continue the play again.
What it also means is that if you find something in Art Scroll, it may not necessarily be true. That's the other moral of
the third edition.
All right, I'm sorry, guys.
But Garrett said that he was buried to the right of...
The Garrett Sedek was not buried anywhere near the Gra.